Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Both houses of parliament adjourn for the day amid ruckus over alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and other issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses hope for a productive winter session of Parliament, urges MPs to utilise the session for strengthening India's global reputation. Prime Minister to inaugurate ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. India has emerged as a global leader in cooperative movement, says Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah. And in cricket, India thrash Australia by 295 runs in the first test at Perth. And now the news in detail. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day amid opposition's ruckus on alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and other issues. On the first day of the winter session, when the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 11:45 a.m. after the first adjournment, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankhar urged the opposition members to allow the House to function normally. As the noisy scenes prevailed, he adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, when the House met in the morning, the Chairman rejected adjournment notices given by the opposition MPs on the alleged bribery charges against the business group, Manipur violence and other issues. The chairman said the notices are not in conformity with the directions given by the chair earlier.
We are in a very particular period, 75th year of adoption of the Indian Constitution. I would urge the honorable members to keep that in mind, and we exemplify highest standard, not only for 1.4 billion people, but for the world also, that we will work in decorum with devotion and commitment to fructify aspirations of our people.
Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge tried to speak over the issue of alleged bribery charges against the business group, but he was not allowed. Following this, members from Congress, Left, DMK, RJD, AAP and others created noisy scenes in the House, leading to the adjournment till 11:45. In the Lok Sabha, when the House again met at 12 noon, after the first adjournment, members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created uproar over the issues, including alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and the reported violence in Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid the pandemonium, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, as the lower house assembled on the first day of the session, it paid tributes to two of its sitting members, Vasant Rao Chevan and Sheikh Nurul Islam, who passed away recently. Later, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the house till 12 noon as a mark of respect. The house also made obituary references about three of its former members. The Rajya Sabha also paid tributes to six of its former members who passed away recently. Both the house will meet on Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hoped that the winter session of Parliament will be productive and filled with constructive debates and discussions. Speaking to media ahead of the Parliament session, Mr. Modi said Parliament's winter session, special for many reasons, including for the beginning of the 75th year of Constitution's adoption. He said it marks a glorious milestone for democracy.
और आज विश्व भारत की तरफ बहुत आशा भरी नजर से देख रहा है तब हम संसद का समय का उपयोग वैश्विक स्तर पर भी भारत के आज जो सम्मान बढ़ा है भारत का प्रति जो आकर्षण बढ़ा है उसको बल प्रदान करने वाला हमारा व्यवहार रहना चाहिए और भारत की संसद से वो संदेश भी जाना चाहिए.
Hitting out their opposition, the Prime Minister said a handful of people rejected by public are trying to control the Parliament by creating disorder. He said the time in Parliament should be utilised to further enhance India's global reputation and prestige. Mr. Modi said such opportunities, which the country has got today, are rare for India on the world stage and we must make the most of them. The BJP today came down heavily on opposition following disruption in both the Houses of Parliament on the first day of the winter session. Talking to media outside the Parliament, senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that the opposition is desperate after its defeat in Maharashtra Assembly polls. He said the opposition's conduct is inappropriate.
आज प्रधानमंत्री जी ने आग्रह किया था ना कि सदन चले, आप बहस करें, अपनी बात कहिए, हार से इतने हताश हैं आप, ये बहुत ही अनुचित आचरण है। हर विषय को आप यहाँ रख सकते हैं, आपको अधिकार है, लेकिन जबरदस्ती सदन नहीं चलने देंगे, ये ठीक नहीं है।
On the other hand, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said the alleged bribery charges against a particular group is one of the most important issues which the Parliament has to discuss. He said Parliament is the forum to take up these issues.
We are asking for an action from the Government of India. Parliament is the forum to take up all these issues. This is one of the important issues. So many issues are there. Today we are raising this issue.
Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today participated in the Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman Padyatra in New Delhi. Ahead of the Constitution Day to be observed tomorrow, the Padyatra was held to celebrate the adoption of the Indian Constitution and to honour the vision of the Founding Fathers.
Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman Padyatra is aimed to promote constitutional values and raising awareness about the preamble and principles of democracy among the youth of the nation. Ahead of the Constitution Day, the Padyatra is marking a significant milestone of India's democratic journey. On the occasion, various cultural performances, educational exhibitions and interactive sessions were also organized. Talking to the media after the Padyatra, Mr. Mandaviya said that the excitement among the youth reflects that India will be a Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Modi ji ke netrutva mein desh Viksit Bharat ki or aage badh chala hai 2047. Yani ki jab desh azadi ka shatabdi varsh manata ho, tab desh Viksit Bharat hoke rahe.
Union ministers including Piyush Goyal, Dharmendra Pradhan, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Kiren Rijiju along with members of parliament and Olympians participated in the Padyatra. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said India has emerged as a global leader in the cooperative movement. In an article to National Dailies, Mr. Shah said the cooperative sector is known not only for enriching economically aspiring individuals, but also for integrating them into the mainstream of the economy. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra, Sahkar Se Samriddhi, aims to make the nation's cooperative institutions self-reliant and robust. Mr. Shah added that the cooperative movement holds immense potential as a transformative tool for uplifting those who lack capital or have only a paltry sum of savings. The Union Cooperation Minister said the country is set to host the International Cooperative Alliance, General Assembly and Global Cooperative Conference in Delhi from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years long history of the International Cooperative Alliance or ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Tasho Shering Tobge, and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. The global conference is being hosted by Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited in collaboration with ICA and Government of India and Indian cooperatives Amul and Cribco. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said in the last decade, 5 lakh railway employees have been recruited in a transparent manner as against the 4,40,000 between 2004 to 2014. He also mentioned that this is the first time that the railway has prepared an annual calendar for this recruitment. Mr. Vaishnaw was addressing the National Convention of All India Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes, SCST Railway Employees Association, organized at Ajni Railway Ground ground in Nagpur today. The railway minister also gave the information about the reforms made in the railways. He informed that the production of special coaches and general coaches is going on, and nearly 12,000 general coaches are being manufactured. On the occasion, the minister also unveiled the souvenir of the association. Situation in the violence-hit Sambhal district of Uttar Pradesh is under control. 25 people, including two women, have been taken into custody in relation to the violence in which three people lost their lives yesterday. Seven FIRs have been filed in the Sambhal violence case, and around 700 to 800 people have been named. This includes the MP of Sambhal, Ziaur Rahman, and son of MLA Iqbal Mahmood, Suhail Iqbal. Three people died in the violence which erupted after the survey of Shahi Mosque. Giving details about the action by police and administration, Superintendent of Police Sambhal, Krishna Kumar, said search operation continued after the violence and many objectionable materials have been found from the houses, including some country-made pistol. Union Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh has said the government is looking to provide geographical indication, GI tag, to more products in the country. Addressing the GI and Beyond Summit themed Virasat Se Vikas Tak in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh expressed the need to find unexplored products in the country that can be given the GI tags. Mr. Singh also asserted that the government is looking to uplift more GI tagged products on the global level through its Gaon to Global approach.
Ye desh ke liye shaubhagya hai ki hum puri duniya mein hum GI tagging mein apni sankhya ko badha rahe hain aur uska patent bhi hum le rahe hain.
And now the news from the ongoing International Film Festival in Goa. As the International Film Festival of India enters its second half, the spotlight today has been on regional cinema, with directors of various films walking the red carpet. Speaking to Akashvani, the actor and producer of the Kannada film Kirebete, showcased under the Indian Panorama's feature section, Gauri Shankar SRG, highlighted the beauty of regional cinema, stating that it is deeply rooted in culture.
Kirebete is commercial with culture, with nativity. Totally the movie, what we actually shooted and what the language we used, no, that is rooted actually. In commercial, that experiment is very tough actually. Art movie making is one kind of thing actually. Commercial making is one kind of thing. But Kerebete is the mixture of those things. It's a purely commercial movie.
Director Ashwin Kumar of Mahavatar Narsimha, another Indian Panorama feature film and an animated production, expressed his gratitude for his film's selection in the prestigious section. In total, around 75 films are being screened at the festival today. On to sports and cricket. India delivered a resounding 295-run victory over Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth, Australia. This emphatic win marks one of India's largest test triumphs. Key performances by Indian skipper Jasprit Bumrah and Mohammad Siraj, who each claimed three crucial wickets, ensured Australia's second innings collapse. Skipper Bumrah was adjudged as the player of the match. On the batting front, Virat Kohli's unbeaten century and Yashasvi Jaiswal's stellar knock-off 161 powered India to set a daunting target of 534 runs for the hosts. For Australia, Travis Head was the star player as he scored 89 runs. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with gains in the afternoon trade today, supported by positive domestic cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 785 points or 0.99% to 79,902, while the NSE Nifty 50 climbed 273 points or 1.14% to 24,180 when reports last came in. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was also in positive territory. Both the mid-cap and the small cap index gained over 1.6% when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both houses of parliament adjourned for the day amid ruckus over alleged bribery charges against a particular business group and other issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses hope for a productive winter session of parliament, urges MPs to utilize the session for strengthening India's global reputation. Prime Minister to inaugurate ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. India has emerged as a global leader in cooperative movement, says Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah. And in cricket, India thrashed Australia by 295 runs in the first test at Perth in Australia. And with that, we end the midday news.